March 11th, Blessed Agnellus of Pisa, Confessor, First Order. It was a privilege of Blessed Agnellus to have been received into the order by St. Francis himself. He descended from an ancient family of Pisa. The government of the Parisian province of the order was entrusted to him. Later on, the Holy Founder sent him to England with 8 companions. Here Agnellus found it possible to establish several convents of his order and to unite them into a province. Due to his zeal and his virtuous life, many young men, some of them from the most prominent families in England, took the habit of the poor man of Assisi. In order to provide the young clerics that with a thorough education, he established a school of theology at Oxford. Meanwhile, however, he infused into them a great desire for perfection and a holy fidelity to the rule of the order, in all of which he led them by his own good example. His humility was so profound that under no circumstances could he be prevailed upon to receive holy orders. Finally, however, he yielded in obedience to the general chapter. A great part of his time was devoted to meditation. At Holy Mass and in the choir, he was so overcome with interior affections that he was frequently found weeping. He died the death of the saints in the year 1232. When he was but 38 years old, his grave and the church in which he was buried were destroyed during the persecution of the Catholics of Henry VIII. Pope Leo XIII solemnly confirmed the uninterrupted veneration that had been accorded to Blessed Agnellus. On sentiments of humility, one, consider the benefits of a humble disposition, while the ambitious are always ill at ease as to whether or not they will be properly esteemed or whether their dignity will be duly acknowledged. The humble live in continual peace of soul. They do not wait for approval and do not fear ill success. Their will is directed solely to the honor of God. They expect a reward from Him alone. The principle underlying all these activities is that of the Savior. I seek not my own glory, John 8:50. Accustom yourself to your similar sentiments, and you will be spared much anxiety, vexation, and grief. 2. It's not difficult to associate with humble persons. They can bear contradiction. They are not anxious to be everywhere in authority and to be the first at every gathering. Humble superiors, such as Blessed Agnellus was, are so thoroughly impressed with their own deficiencies that they never expect too much of their inferiors, while humble subjects are cheerfully submissive. Why was Christ affably personified? Because he could say, I am humble of heart, Matthew 11:29. If you are ever at variance with your relatives, with your inferiors, with your superiors, is it perhaps due to the fact that you are not sufficiently humble? Away then with I, me, and mine. 3. Humility makes us worthy to be loved. Blessed Agnellus was welcome everywhere, and everywhere he was successful. While the proud and haughty man does damage to everywhere, the example of the humble man exercises a kind of magic power. His presence is appreciated. He is missed when he's absent. Of the humble, it may be well be said, he went about doing good. Acts 10:38. Would you not prefer to be humbled with the humble rather than be with the conceited? Prayer of the Church. Lord Jesus Christ, who did receive your blessed confessor Agnellus from the snares of the world, and direct him to follow the way of the cross, grant that we may so follow his example, that we may merit the crown of glory, which he has received in heaven, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.